Today in Science from Wired. Gene editing brain organoids are unlocking the secrets of autism. Harvard researchers used lab-grown clumps of neurons called organoids to reveal how three genes linked to autism affect the timing of brain development. By Amit Katwala. Hundreds of genes have been linked to autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, a complicated range of conditions affecting the behavior, social development, and communications of tens of millions of people worldwide. But teasing out exactly what effect those genes have and how they relate to ASD has been devilishly difficult. Nobody can study an actual human brain as it develops, says Paola Arlotta, a professor of stem cell and regenerative biology at Harvard University. But a new approach based on growing clumps of brain cells in the lab is now yielding promising results. Arlotta and her colleagues at Harvard and the Broad Institute of Harvard and MIT have been working with organoids, three-dimensional clumps of brain tissue grown from stem cells, usually just a few millimeters across. When organoids are left to grow, they start to develop different types of brain cells and begin to organize into primitive networks that mimic some, but not all, of the architecture of the human brain. Organoids grown from stem cells donated by people with ASD have been used to study the condition in the past, but Arlotta and her team went a step further, as they describe in a paper published recently in the journal Nature. They created genetically modified organoids of the human cerebral cortex, each with a mutation in one of three genes thought to be linked to autism. The aim was to tease out exactly how these differences in DNA can contribute to the changes in brain structure and behavior that are the hallmarks of the condition. Arlotta and her collaborators began with a gene called CHD8, and they started to see the differences earlier than expected. It was clear just by looking at the flask from the outside that the mutant organoids were larger, says Arlotta. That echoes a previous finding that some people with ASD have macrocephaly, a condition that means their brains are larger in volume. After growing the organoids, the first stage of the analysis involved sequencing the RNA of the neurons that had grown in the organoids and comparing it to that of cells from non-modified organoids developed from the same source of stem cells. RNA is a messenger molecule that carries the instructions from the DNA to the parts of the cell that execute those instructions. By combining RNA sequencing with information on the types of proteins being formed by the organoids, the researchers were able to determine what types of brain cells were being developed and the maturity of those cells. Straight away, Arlotta and her colleagues noticed something different. The timing of cell development in the modified organoids seemed to be off compared to those with the normal version of the gene. We had a eureka moment when we did the first gene and found that there were two populations of neurons that were developing with the wrong timing, too fast or slow compared to the rest of the cell, Arlotta says. This mixture of cells, some more mature than they should be, some less, can cause big differences in brain development as the cells attempt to wire together into networks later on. The trouble with neurons being more mature is that then they are out of step, explains Deepa Dia, a research associate at the University of Cambridge who studies autism and brain development using stem cells. If neuron development is out of step, the brain will develop differently. That's one theory for the cognitive differences seen in people with autism. There are indications that the balance between bottom-up sensory and top-down modulation may be shifted, says Matthew Belmont, who researches neurophysiology and behavior in autism at Bangalore's Comdeal Trust and Nottingham Trent University. In other words, some people with autism may find it difficult to filter the information coming in, which could be caused by underlying differences in brain structure like the ones Arlotta saw in the organoids. After working on CHD8, Arlotta and her team grew two more types of organoids, this time focusing on two other genes that had been linked to the condition, ARID1B and SUV420H1. Although these genes do different things, they had what Arlotta calls a convergent effect on brain development. Like CHD8, mutations in these genes also changed the timing of cell development in the organoids and affected the balance between excitatory and inhibitory neurons. A lot of genes that ultimately cause the disease may act in different ways. They converge not in terms of the genes they use, but the pathway they affect, she says. To complicate matters further, when Arlotta and her team changed the genetic context, put the same genetic mutations in stem cells taken from different donors, they found different effects on brain development. The strength is modified by the context, she says. It's really the entirety of the genome that matters. Autism is a spectrum of different and overlapping traits, and this work confirms the suspicion that its genetic causes might be a spectrum too. Different genes overlapping in different ways and interacting with the rest of an individual's genetic profile to cause different degrees and types of changes. A broad set of genetic variants creates a narrow set of changes in brain function, and these go on to have a broad range of effects, and it's only by exploring that convergence that we can get answers, Belmont argues. If you try to define things genetically, you're really hacking at the roots, and if you look at narrowly defined phenotypes, you're hacking at the branches, he says. Arlotta hopes the work with organoids will help scientists build a better picture of the processes underlying ASD and maybe start to divide that spectrum into a smaller number of buckets that could inform treatments and therapies, or just help our understanding of autism more generally. The three genes this study looked at all led to changes to the balance of excitatory and inhibitory neurons, a breakthrough that might make it possible for pharmaceutical companies to develop drugs that would address this balance in severe cases. Maybe some genes converge on one process and some on another, Arlotta says, but if we can boil down this super complex condition into a few types, that would be amazing for therapeutics. The research also proves the worth of organoids as an experimental platform, says Arlotta. She describes them as a new venue of discovery for studying the growth of the human brain, and says this study highlights the importance of timing as neurons grow and connect. Development is a symphony, Arlotta says. It's like going to a concert, and all of a sudden, the violins are offbeat relative to the other instruments. The music you get at the end is very different.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.